Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kamusta na po? Hello everyone, my name is John. I am a student at UTS. I study a Bachelor in Sport and Exercise Science at the moment. I'm doing my final subject, so I'm hoping to graduate really soon. I'm an Australian-born Filipino, but both my parents are Filipino and born in the Philippines. My dad is from Batanes and my mom is from Manila.
Have you been to Batanes?
I haven't been to Batanes yet. I was actually meant to go there earlier this year, but then the quarantine had struck before I was able to fly there.
I assume that when you go there next time or next year when this pandemic is over, Batanes will be more beautiful than ever.
I'm hoping so as well. I'm really excited because I've never actually been there myself.
Yes. So now I want you to rate yourself from 1 to 10. How are you in understanding and speaking the Filipino language?
In understanding, I think I'd put myself on a 7 or an 8. I can understand most Tagalog pretty fluently, especially if someone's watching something in Tagalog on like the television. I can understand it pretty well. But in speaking is very different. I'd only put myself at a 2 or 3. I haven't spoken that much before. I find it really difficult to actually form the sentences, but I can understand it really well. If someone speaks to me in Tagalog, I'll know what they're roughly saying most of the time.
Growing up, how were you growing up? Did you have so much time with the family, so much Filipino gatherings?
Growing up, my parents spoke Tagalog around me. My Lola and Lolo only spoke Tagalog, so that was a big reason why my older siblings in particular learned a lot more than I did. But they never really asked me to speak Tagalog to them since they were able to understand English perfectly fine.
Yeah.
So I was never really forced into an environment that made me necessarily learn to speak it. Culture-wise, I wasn't really exposed to a lot of Filipino parties outside of my own direct family, so just with my cousins and everything. There was karaoke at those parties, but I feel like I wasn't always around for a good amount of them, or maybe there just wasn't as many as I remember them to be, because I only have some vague memories, and even then, most of them was like, they might be singing like more English songs at the parties rather than Filipino songs.
Yes. So ano ang nagtulak sa'yo to enter the Filipino class or join the Filipino class?
I wanted to learn more about my own culture as well, but it was mostly just actually learning how to speak my own language, which is something that I've always wanted to do for a while. I think when I was in my late teens, I kind of figured, hey, I want to be able to speak the language of the people that of like my own heritage and culture. I'm not able to speak it, and it's like something that I actually wanted to eventually get around to doing. And then this opportunity came around the corner from my university, and I was like, hey, let's learn the language. Let's finally do it. Let's finally be able to speak to my family and relatives, especially my relatives in the Philippines. Let's finally speak to them in Tagalog instead of like English and Taglish and really broken Tagalog.
Yeah. What's the fun thing about learning the Filipino language?
The most fun thing I've found in learning the language is probably, I actually find it really funny when I actually make the mistakes, especially when it comes to the organization of the words. Because that's something that I always struggled with, is that I know the words. I know what each word means, but I find it really hard to structure the actual, like, to make sure I'm using the right terms, and then if I'm acting too formal or something. I think probably one of the funnier parts is when I finally started to learn how to make longer sentences involving people and things that I actually interact with for each day.
Yeah.
So that includes like my family as well.
So you've been practicing your Filipino speaking now?
Mm-hmm. I'm practicing my Filipino speaking.
That's good.
I practice it at home with my family.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now, can you tell us or share with us your favorite Tagalog words?
My favorite Tagalog word?
Or maybe those Tagalog words that you love to say because of their meaning.
Okay, let's hope I pronounce this correctly. Palakaibigan. Palakaibigan. There was a handful of words where it was like, because it's such a really long word that has a lot of syllables, I would like consistently pronounce incorrectly or have a hard time. And those words I find to be pretty fun because it's like a bit of a challenge as well to read them. And mananaliksik.
Oh, wow. Researcher.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Yeah.
Over the course, they also got us to learn sets of words like family members and places, as well as like jobs and roles. And there was actually a lot of words there that I didn't actually know from all of those topics. So it's actually really interesting to get to know some.
Mm. Did you envision yourself to really speak it fluently?
I'm hoping so, that I can speak it fluently. From time to time, the tonation might catch me off guard because I struggle with like rolling the R's, or how some words are actually like they spelt the same, but the way you pronounce them is like different and they have different meanings, like buhai and buhai and buhai.
Yes, yeah.
So sometimes that catches me off guard if I'm pronouncing it incorrectly.
Yes, I think the most important thing, ang mahalaga, you really put an effort to learn how to speak it, isn't it?
Mm, definitely, to actually pay like attention to the details and know how to like pronounce it, because sometimes the pronunciation is actually really important.
Yeah. So John, for you, why is it important to really learn how to speak the Filipino language?
I feel like it's important because it helps me understand that cultural part of me, and it helps me feel closer to my home country as well. Like, I was born in Australia, so there's a lot of things that I feel like I'm like distant with in terms of culture. And I do hope that in the future I can travel to the Philippines either with my family or by myself, and like be able to be confident that I can speak my language and like be a part of that community as well.
Yeah, because you definitely are.
Mm. This really important bridging feeling that just makes you feel connected.
I know, John, that there are lots of Filipino Australians, especially the young ones, who are still finding ways to really reconnect with their parents' culture or language. But what can you advise them in terms of keeping both their parents' culture, whatever it is? It may be Filipino or other culture, and the Australian culture.
Advice to give other young people to maintain their culture, I would say have conversations with your parents and especially your grandparents. I feel like there's a lot that they have to share in regards to how they live or like the culture that they had around. And I feel like there's a lot of interesting stories that they do have to tell. And I find it nice because it also feels like through the process I get closer to my family, as well as I understand that bit about myself a bit more. So I think the best piece of advice would just be stay interested and to talk to your family to understand like your culture a bit better.
Thank you so much, John, and all the best to your Filipino lessons.
Thank you for having me.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.